It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mets and LCS Game 1 Sunday. You have Yankees ALCS Game 1 Monday. You got Jets Monday night, Giants Sunday night. A lot going on. I'm actually going to do a show this weekend on Sunday.
All right.
There might be some slots open still if you want to work your way in there.
I don't know. I'm going to play a little golf tomorrow. No. Hurley
exactly.
knows if he needs a couple of hours, I got him. This is all hands on deck time. I had a blast doing a show last Saturday.
So you
whatever.
You said you had something with Belichick. What do we got
I do.
There?
I do. All right, so listen, this is obviously basic stuff. I mean, if Ulbrich does a good job and the Jets make the playoffs, then Ulbrich's going to be back, right? I mean, that's general consensus, right?
As a head coach?
I mean, if the Jets make the playoffs, yeah, I think you got to bring him back.
I don't know, and you got to run that. Yeah, I mean, maybe and ride it out with Rodgers again another year?
Yeah, I mean, let me put it this way. If they make the playoffs, he's going to be strongly considered to be brought back.
I guess. It's early enough to where it's not just like a team that was destined to go to the playoffs and he took over the final whatever few games.
Yeah, I think he's got a chance to earn the job, but I actually think the Jets are going to be a playoff team. We'll see how it unfolds. But I know this. If they don't do well, and, you know, they win 6, 7, 8 games, he has no chance to get the job, which means everybody's going to be screaming for Vrabel and Belichick.
Right.
All right, let me read you a quote from Bill Belichick, and you tell me if this sounds like somebody who has any interest in working for the Jets. And by the way, like the other side of the equation, if the Jets would have any interest in hiring him based on what he just said. Quote, now he talks about the offensive line, blah, blah, the football stuff, right? Didn't work out with Becton, Rodgers, London, didn't play well, blah. Okay, quote. They're playing pretty good defense the last couple of years.
Right.
Like, that's a pretty solid group, Belichick said. But the rest of the organization, this is how he starts it, but the rest of the organization, just some of the appearance of the dysfunctionality has been tough. And that's ownership. That's personnel. That's coaching. And where exactly that falls, I'm not sure, but it's not good. End quote. So even if you're Woody, and you are so desperate, and Vrabel gets sucked up by somebody else, even if you beg, and you get down on your knees, and you knock on Belichick's door, like, how could you, you gotta have a modicum of self-respect. When he says what he just said, there's no way you can even go and think about asking Belichick to come and coach you.
Right,
which
also shows you that Belichick's the right guy for the job, but he wouldn't want to come here because of Woody. So yes, Woody shouldn't go after him, but Bill would never come here.
No.
End of story.
No, he hates him.
And there's a reason. Yeah, there's a reason for it. Because he knows that he would not be put in a position to succeed with Woody as an owner. It's why he resigned as HJ or HC of the NYJ.
Yep.
And why he went to New England because of ownership.
Lovecraft.
He knew it.
And that soured at the end, but he loved Kraft. And he didn't like the direction of the Jets. And although at that point, remember, Woody bought the team. When did Woody buy in 2000? I think it was like up for sale. I don't know
right.
that Woody
well,
was officially
thing.
Entrenched. He didn't like the instability.
Correct. Knowing that the Hess family was not going to be running things.
Correct. It wasn't a personal attack at Woody, but at least back then when he resigned as the HC of the NYJ.
Yes,
but based on what he said on this podcast the other day, and he's used the word ownership, what else do you need to hear? He doesn't respect them.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll get back to your calls here. 1 second, though, BT. I wanted to play some sound today. We've been talking about the Mets, Yankees. Obviously, it's a Yankee day, but we talked about the Mets and Yankees potential potentially in the Subway Series. Well, Carlos Mendoza met the media today and spoke about the likelihood or the idea of the Mets and Yankees playing in the Subway Series.
Been a part of the Subway Series during the regular season for quite some time. You got a taste of it as a manager on the other side across the town. Could you even imagine what a World Series would be like between those two teams? Just knowing what you've seen from the regular season.
It'll be amazing. It'll be an unbelievable experience. And like I said, for the city of New York and for the two fan bases, it'll be like a dream come true, you know. So, again, don't want to get too far ahead. Sure. But the fact that the two teams are in it, in a position to do something special, is a great feeling for a lot of people, and especially for us with the Mets, and then for them, for the Yankees as well.
I did think it was a little early. I saw Judge talking about it last night.
I heard that. He was asked about it, yeah.
I mean, think about it. The Yankees just clinched a spot in the championship series. I get it, in New York, and it's the New York media. We're going to make a big deal about it. You mm-hmm. were right talking about it even today, not waiting, but to ask Aaron Judge about it last night after the game, and Judge answered the questions fine and talked about it would be great in the city and all that stuff, referencing Mendoza. And then Mendoza today, as he's getting set for a National League Championship Series against the Dodgers or Padres, mm-hmm. have to be asked about the Yankees. It's a little early for that, no?
Yes, and I love that we're leaning into it. I think that Mendoza leaned into it a little bit, not crazy aggressive, but a little too much, even though at the end he did say, hey, you know, we're not there yet. But I think it's...
And it was one more from him, too.
I want to hear it in a sec. I think justifiable is not the word, because Mendoza didn't do anything wrong. But like, I think it's a little more justifiable for Judge, given his relationship with Mendoza. He was with him his entire career. So I could see why that's a natural, maybe a more natural question for Judge last night. But then again, when there's a 25% chance right now, based on the remaining teams and the odds, that we get a Yankees-Mets Subway Series, it's not completely implausible, which means it's not irresponsible.
One more from Mendoza on the Subway Series.
Some of the game last night. Did you congratulate those guys? What does it feel like that both you and the Yankees are now in the final four of MLB right now?
Yeah, I watched the game last night. I texted a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of people that I have a lot of respect for. And it's just great. It's great for baseball. It's great for the city of New York that the two teams are in this position and with a really good opportunity to continue to move forward. So they are a really good team. They have a really good manager, and you know, they have a really good players. That's a deep roster there, and hopefully we see each other. But we have to take care of business. We have another series in front of us, and they have to get through their next series as well. So I think it's just one game mentality, one series at a time, and then see what happens. But a lot of respect for a lot of people there, and they deserve this.
Oh man, I don't know if I can handle this already.
They deserve
already.
It. They deserve it. That's right, Skip.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's being nice. He was a Yankee. That's and for right. a long time, part of the reason why I had an issue with them hiring him. Think about the storylines. Mendoza against Boone and his former team, Severino, Judge, Alonso, mm-hmm. Lindor trying to take over the city, Soto and his looming free agency, Cohen versus Steinbrenner.
Little juicier than, say, Council versus the Yankees, is the first choice the Mets wanted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
To an extent. Council made it pretty clear early that he wasn't interested in the Mets.
And it just moved on.
And they moved on. And by no means am I saying that the Mets stumbled into Mendoza, because nobody else identified Mendoza but the Mets. But
other teams screwed up, by, as a matter of fact, not hiring him years ago.
Yeah. I think Willie went through that. Yeah. You know, remember Willie would get like the token interview with the Reds or the Pirates, and that always bothered me. Mendoza is a great baseball man. But, you know, I think, and I can never prove this, I would love it in a very candid moment for Stearns' thoughts on this. Not that he's going to give it to us, because Mendoza's his guy now. Like, if Council really wanted the job, I think he would have offered it to him. Had he not?
Well, I think Mendoza interviewed probably better.
I mean, he might have. But remember, a lot of that was subverted. I think the interest with the Met Council Union was never really on the train tracks, because we knew right away Council didn't want to leave the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Remember, his son played college ball, I think, at Purdue.
By the way, what's Craig Council doing these days?
He's watching what he's doing. He's playing golf.
Take that, Craigie. Let's get back to the phones real quick. 888-808-1019. Anthony's on Long Island. What's up, Ant?
What's up, boys? How we doing today?
How are you, Ant?
Hello, Ant.
I'm good. So listen, as a Mets fan, I'm still cautiously optimistic. I know BT says it's a loser mentality, but I could just list things. I'm 44 years old, man. These guys have taken years off of my life, right? But Sal, I love you, brother. Sal, you're my boy, bro. But stop. You got... Let's stop with the Yankee stuff, bro. Let's beat who we beat first. Like, we don't care about a Subway Series yet.
No, no, maybe you don't care about a Subway Series yet. Everybody else in this town cares about a Subway Series.
Right. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not, listen, don't take what I'm saying the wrong way.
No, I'm not going
to. See, I think we are, we're pessimists by nature for who we root for, with good reason. I argue with people about that all the time, right? But, you know, if we beat, me personally, I want to play the Dodgers, right? If we beat the Dodgers and then we get there and we play the Yankees, then we let loose. Then we talk the smack and I pray. But like you just said, I agree with you 100%. Imagine if we lose to them again in the World Series. I'll go play on incoming traffic right away.
So I understand what are you taking issue with? By the way, BT asked me my confidence level going into this National League Championship Series, and I said 50-50, right. Maybe 55-45 because of Lindor.
Right,
so I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion by any stretch.
No. Okay, I understand that. I am more confident. I'll put it this way. I'm more confident in winning the National League Championship Series than I am of who I'm playing in the World Series, if that makes sense. Like, for me, I'd rather play the Indians in the World Series. Let's be real. If we're being like, if we talk sports, like you guys do it for a living, and I love you guys, that's who you want to play. You don't want to, you know, you just don't want to touch the mojo. I mean, I'm just trying to make sense
I got to let you know about something here. And you sound like a great guy. You really do. And I understand you're trying to remain grounded, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like you that hear me and Sal. By the way, I asked Sal about the Subway. He didn't. I brought it up. Like, we're leaning into it. I want it. He wants it. Let's go.
I welcome it. Want is a little different than welcoming.
Oh, we doing a little Chris Berman back.
No, I'm just letting it, like, I welcome it.
I hear you.
Yeah, anyway. Go ahead,
you welcome it. Yeah. I want it. Yeah. All right. So, and either way, splitting hairs there. We're both ready for it. Okay. But there is no side door to enter now. Like, this is not, all right, if I don't talk about it, maybe from a Mets person, and Yankee, actually both, maybe I could slide in and, you know, the side door and fool some people and trick some people. The season the Mets have had, the drought the Yankees are currently in the middle of, what happened 24 years ago, the fact that you and I sit within 3 feet of each other in this studio, it is front door stuff.
Yeah.
And something else to break to you, and again, you sound like a great guy, we have no influence on this. You might be superstitious, karma, touch the money, don't touch the money. No matter what we say, it's got zero bearing on what transpires.
Right. I mean, come on. What we say or predict is not going to have any impact on the results of it. You may think that it does, but it doesn't. And for the record, neither of us, matter of fact, both of us said we think the Yankees are getting there. Neither of us said for sure that the Mets are going to get there.
Yep.
We both acknowledge the Mets have a more difficult path.
Tough matchup.
Whether it be the Dodgers or the Padres. I don't even care. I'm not even saying I prefer one of those. To whoever it is, it is. And I like the Mets' chances going in. I wouldn't bet against the Mets, but I'm not overly confident that they're going to be in the World Series where I am with the Yankees. And I also wouldn't have the mindset of, well, the Tigers or Guardians would be easier. No, I'm not of that mentality either. Whoever's there is there. Mm-hmm. I just want to get there and then take the Yankees out. That's what I want.
That's what you need.
I mean, you don't want it.
You need that as a sports fan. You need that.
Clem is in Rockland. What's up, Clem?
Hey, great show again, guys. So, BT, before I ask you a big favor, Sal, we definitely need the revenge rematch. I was dating my wife back in 2000, and what brought us together, one of the things was she's a huge Mets fan, as am I, and we went to Game 5, so I definitely feel your pain. When the game was over, we walked out silent, sat in the car, drove away. Ooh. Sports radio's always on. We're driving, stop at a light. I don't know if it was a Suburban or a Yukon, but a big truck, bunch of Yankee fans pull up alongside at the light. And I looked at the passenger, and I never felt such like a loser, dejected feeling as he looked at me. I had this big blue afro hair on with an orange half face, orange blue face, and just felt like the redheaded stepchild at that moment. So I'm looking, because we lost already once. So it's like, I know what you're saying. This is a great year, the miracle story, but we already lost once. Like, they have a lot more to lose. I just, like, you know, I want the rematch. I definitely want the rematch.
What'd you want to ask me?
All right, so. The Mets, we have a lot of chance. We got, oh, my God, we're yelling that. We got, let's go, Mets. You got to believe.
Uh-huh.
But there's one thing we're missing, and I'm wondering if Sal could borrow it for a few weeks. Seeing where your Jets are, like hanging by a thread, we'll see where the season goes. Is it a chance you can lend Sal and he can yell out the next few weeks, We are unkillable.
No chance. Zero.
No chance.
Trademarked. No copyrighted. Zero chance.
Did you actually, thanks for the call, Clem. Did you actually copyright that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Wink, wink.
I did. Took care of that right away.
You better be on.
It's on. And even if I hadn't, I couldn't even lend it for you. Like, even if the Yankees were out. No, you got to have your own thing,
Jet,
man. It's got to happen
organically. That's a you thing. It's a Jet thing. And I think it was perfect for what it was.
Now, if I was a Jet Met fan, that's different. Then I may be able to.
You could have the unkillable slogan with a little blue and orange in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, and you do, but you do have, and you see, you guys don't like it. I know Hoff hates it. I love it. I just like the song, and my dad loves it. I think Let's Go Mets Go is awesome. Yeah, I don't know how you guys aren't bumping that more often. Yeah, I love that song.
Here's what I want. Less of the gimmick crap, more of the wins.
Yeah, but the gimmicks got you here.
No.
I don't like that one.
I want more Lindor. No, I don't like that. I take such offense to that.
You should.
And I guarantee you the players do as well.
I mean, listen, you guys do have a lot of gimmicks.
Hey, Mark, are you in the National League Championship Series because of Grimace and the purple cleats? Like, think of how stupid it's become. Grimace and, you know, all the other nonsense that's gone on there, the OMG stuff. I like the
rally pimp.
I told you the OMG stuff to me in the beginning was fine because it was organic and it was team created. Grimace was an internet thing that took on a world of its own. I just can't.
Well, and by the way, the OMG stuff is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Like when somebody goes yard, they take the picture. I mean, think about whether it's some of the chains that the players have when they hit a home run. Toronto's got the jacket. That's the Mets thing. Yeah, that part,
which I like. They created it. It's fine.
Yeah.
BT and Sal on the fan. We come back. Perfect parlay pick segment week 6 in the NFL.
All right. It is now time to make some picks here, Sal. It's the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Turwitt. Shop your new favorites at ttshirts.com.
BT and Sal, perfect parlay pick segment. No standings change at all last week. We didn't cash anything out, whether it was the winner of the Jets-Giants game or perfect parlay. I am right now in the lead with 40 points. Hoff is second with 35 points. BT is third with 30. So a very close race here as we enter week 6. Remember, two-team parlay, 25 points, three-team, 50 points, four-team, 100. BT, you're on the clock. What do you got for us?
I got a little music, and you know what the music is. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, money got to start talking. You know, scared money's not real money. Scared money don't win money. Somebody's getting hot this weekend, and it's going to be me. I feel good. I love these two games. First up, I gave it away, going for the two-teamer here, a little two-spot. Number one, Tampa Bay, -3.5 at the New Orleans Saints. You know Derek Carr is obviously out. By the way, I had that injury. It's a weird injury. He's going to be out a long time. That really changes their season. Because, like, even when you breathe,
right,
like, just when you think you're healthy, you can kind of re-aggravate it and re-stress it. Derek Carr's out. Now, Tampa's coming off a bit of a mini-bye here, playing the weekday game most recently. I got a nice, interesting stat for you. They are 9-2 against the spread with Baker as the Bucs starter on the road. Now, they're obviously laying the points here because of the Derek Carr situation, but I like Tampa. I like him to win. I like him to win by a touchdown, maybe stretch this thing up to 10 points. Give me Tampa in New Orleans, -3.5, first up. Number two, this is a big dog. I don't know that I've gone with quite a sizable dog this year. And this might come back to burn me because they haven't really done much. But the team they're going against is a mess as well. The Browns are getting 9.5 points, the big number, in Philly. Now, a couple things here. Jalen Hurts, who leads the NFL in giveaways since 2023? The answer is Jalen Hurts, 27. So that's not good. And he's been sacked 10 times in his last couple of games. The problem with the Browns is that they minusculely, if you will, move the football. It's like they average like 3.4 yards a pop, which is the lowest yards per average in the NFL, like attempt passing the ball. They're just a pop gun offense. Defense has some weapons, as we know. And Philly, who has been loose, who has been sloppy, they seem disconnected. Hey, if they don't get it, if they don't get this going, Sirianni might be the next one on the fire of the line like Salva. So I like the Browns. I'm going to roll the dice. I think the Browns piece something together here. And they could win, but I'm going to take the 9.5. Give me Cleveland. So, in summation, two spot. Tampa -3.5 against the Saints and the Browns. Plus, 9.5 down in a Philly hop. What you got, dude?
I'm going to Cali, baby, with the Mets. No? Isn't that the reference? No,
yeah.
Not
hey, fresh out of jail.
I wasn't sure if you got the reference at all. I wanted
California
to make sure people know.
Dreaming.
What do the Mets have to do with
it? As step
on
the scene.
Yeah. I'm just feeling Cali right now. Let's go. I don't care if the Padres, the Dodgers. I wish I could put them in the parlay, but I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to hit these anyway. Going for 3-4, boys.
Oh,
I feel really good. And BT, not to hop on your train.
Yeah.
I feel so good about Tampa Bay -3.5 at New Orleans. It's silly. It's like stupid money. How is New Orleans going to score a point? Dispenser, Rattler? That's what we're dealing with right now? I don't even need to get into this game. -3.5 Tampa Bay, that's easy all day. Now, Baltimore. They have put up a ton of points. I really do feel, though, Washington can compete and put up points with them. We've seen a lot of blown games by Baltimore. +7 Washington? It's a lot of points to deal with. It's going to be a close game. I'm going taking a point
in
Washington.
I saw it 6.5 here. I don't want any point shaving or point adding
here.
You know,
I do it
sure.
So early. I did like 3 hours ago.
It is 6.5 right now.
So it's been bet a little bit the other way.
Right. Well, so you're taking the Ravens, just to be clear.
No, excuse me,
that's what I meant. Yeah,
Washington, the whatever they call it.
+6.5.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last pick, dude, I don't know why. Carolina sucks. Andy Dalton had his day. He had his flowers. He went up against the Bengals. Good. -6 for Atlanta, who is undefeated right now still. Am I right?
No.
Atlanta? They lost to Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. I feel like
they have two losses. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you should know.
That's because I'm still confident to follow your advice here.
That's why I was asking you. But regardless, -6 at Carolina. I mean, come on. This is going to be a blowout all day. So I'm taking Atlanta -6 at Carolina. So I'm taking Tampa Bay -3.5 at New Orleans. Washington +6.5 at Baltimore. And Atlanta -6 at Carolina.
Hop, real quick before Sal goes. I don't know if you have the number in front of you. You know what might be appealing or appetizing? The over in that Ravens-Commanders game.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to be about 50.
I was surprised that line is as much as it is, 6.5. You would think that Washington would have it a little bit closer, but whatever. All right. I'm only going two teams here. Again, this has been a close race so far through 5 weeks, and I do think a lot of it's going to come down to our money line picks with the Jets and Giants here. But I'm going to go two teams, and I'm surprised neither of you picked the Bills and Jets. I'm going to stay away from that, although I did want to take the Bills.
I'm getting burned by this too much. I got to stop being so sentimental with the Jets.
I'm staying away from that. I'm going to go with the Bengals, though, on Sunday night. Bengals, they're better than what their record says. 1-4, obviously an awful record. They're not an awful team. And while the Giants are good, no Malik Nabers again, they cannot compete. I like the Giants, you know that. And I do believe in Dable. And maybe the game will be closer than you would think it would be going into this game. But I just think the Bengals are due for a big breakout game. Sunday Night Football, Burrow to Chase is just too much. Cincinnati's also a well-coached team. Even if they don't have enough defensively, this would really shock me if the Giants won this football game. So with that being the thought process, if I'm shocked that the Giants would beat the Bengals, I'm going to lay the 4 points, even though they're on the road. Sunday Night Football, Bengals beat the Giants on Sunday night and lay that 4 points and feel comfortable. The other one to me, I don't want to keep picking on the New England Patriots because I feel like it's too easy. And I know Drake May is now getting the start, his first career start here in the NFL. They can't score. And I don't expect a rookie quarterback to waltz in there in week six and all of a sudden move that offense, which doesn't have many pieces anyway. And they're going against one of, if not the best teams in the AFC, right? You have to give the Chiefs the nod, but the Texans could be right there. I think Houston's going to roll the Patriots here. I don't like laying points generally. I'm an underdog better. In this particular case, give me the Bengals -4 Sunday night and give me the Texans on the road. Two road favorites. Texans on the road in New England -6.5. And I'm going to pick the Bengals to win the game outright for my +5 with that game. And I'm going with the Bills. I think the Bills are going to beat the Jets. I'm sorry to say it, BT. Now, again, who knows with the Jets? I've been off on them. I thought they were going to win last week. I got that one wrong. So you hate to go against them now and then be wrong twice. But I just think the Bills are better than they are.
Yeah.
Give me the Bills for the +5 money line pick straight up.
I mean, they got a better record than them, and they're certainly functioning better than the Jets because the Jets have been a disaster. But I've got the Jets. And I'm, you know, obviously incorporating a little hard here. Jets win, things change radically. Yeah. First place, 3-3, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not just doing this blindly. Like, I really do think that they'll change at least how their offense looks like optically. Maybe not a deep change in the schematics, but how they deploy people. But a little pre-snap stuff. I think the Jets are just going to look better, man. And I saw those as zero, so I like that. And I've got to go with the Bengals Sunday night as well. But with, okay. You know, neighbors, you did it last week in Seattle, obviously. And you know, they Slayton stepped up, but I've got Cincinnati to win the game.
Hoff, Jets or Giants here? What are we looking at money line?
I do agree with BT that the Jets are going to look a lot better, but they're not going to win.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to go Buffalo. And unfortunately,
this is good for me here.
It's going to be a big separator. Yeah. Right now, you're behind Hot 5 and me 10, so you can gain 5 points on each of us here.
And I'm also going Bengals. I love the Giants right now. The way they've been playing has been fantastic. They'll keep it close. I just think that the Bengals need this game more than the Giants do. I do.
All right, so there's going to be no blood drawn there. We could either all gain the 5 points for the Bengals over the Giants or all lose it. But the Jets, Bills, Monday night. That's going to be a big one. Could be a separator. All right, there you have it with the Week 6 Perfect Parlay Pick segment. When we come back, we'll have a call today. Finish up on the phones as well.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Frank is in Carmel, New York. What's up, Frank?
Should the Mets play the whoever they play, the Padres or the Dodgers, and the Yankees are in the World Series, would you rather they lose to the Padres or the Dodgers?
Yes.
Or the Yankees beat them in the World Series?
100% I'd rather lose to the Padres or the Dodgers. What kind of question is that? And I would ask you. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather lose to the Guardians or Tigers or the Mets in the World Series?
That's the same thing.
I don't think like that. I'm curious.
I am curious too. Answer that one. I'm curious. I'll give you my answer. I'd rather lose anybody, not the Mets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Frank, come on.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, that's just an answer, right?
Okay, but then that's what we're saying.
So then what Sal's saying is not crazy. Yeah. I mean, if the Mets lose again to the Yankees.
I can't take it.
I mean, it might not be 24 years again since they meet, but until they do meet, there's nothing that you could do. It's just mic drop. It's over. You got to own it.
That might have been the easiest question I was ever asked. I mean, goodness.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Before we get back to the calls here, BT, I just want to plug. I'm going to do that. You know, I do that WFA and Daily podcast, and you're working on a podcast coming up as well. You've been looking to get some names. Did you come up with a name yet or no?
Can't divulge it yet. Still, it's got to go through legal. There's a whole
trade. There's
a lot of things that are going through. But it's going to be a Jet-centric, Jet-only podcast.
Okay, love that. Jets-exclusive podcast, so stay tuned for that. With WFA and Daily, we kind of do a little bit of everything. Today, we're going to have Michael Cole, who is an announcer for WWE. And he's a huge Met fan, which I didn't even know that. Also, you got Saturday night's main event that's going to be returning to Long Island. It's going to be returning, period, but it's going to be on Long Island December 14th at Nassau College. I'll see him, so we're looking forward to that as well. They got Raw's moving to Netflix next year. Don't miss the debut Monday, January 6th, live on Netflix. So there's a lot going on with WWE, but Michael Cole, a huge Mets fan, so looking forward to taping that podcast with him after the show, getting his thoughts on where the Mets are at.
An off-the-radar question.
Yeah.
So just give me an answer. We don't need to expand on this too deeply because we want to get back to the baseball and the calls here. Can't be Piper, and it can't be Hulk.
Yeah.
And it can't be Macho.
Okay.
All right? Give me your all-time favorite interview on the mic. I got one that's sneaky awesome. I thought he was so amazing.
I'll tell you one that comes to mind. One of my favorites is Jake the Snake.
Yeah, I just said in the talk back, Jake the Snake.
Yeah, he was great.
He was the best.
I liked him. I didn't love him.
Well, because he didn't have a great body. He didn't really, you know, like, but he was so sinister. And, like, the psychology of he did the interviews was next level brilliant.
Now, would you say that your appreciation for it is greater after watching all these documentaries in years
That's later? A good question. Yes, but I appreciated him in real time. Then you had the snake thing and the Macho great. Man rivalry, Ricky Steamboat. He was
How about, like, Honky Tonk Man?
You know what? Honky Tonk, I always thought he was kind of corny. All right,
but he was great. He made you hate him.
He was a foil, man. The outfit, the hair. He actually does a lot of good shoots that are on YouTube where he goes deep into the company. He just rails on people. When he smashed, who did he smash over there? Jake.
He smashed the guitar. Jake. Yeah, he hit him before.
They thought it was gimmick.
He hit Savage. Oh, you got Savage too, didn't he? Yeah, he definitely
but he got Jake, and it was supposed to be a gimmicked guitar. And not, and it actually basically broke vertebrae in Jake's neck. And
was that WrestleMania 3? I'm sorry.
I think it was Saturday Night's main event, but I could be wrong on that.
Would you go to that December
14th? I would 100% go to you. I went to the Islanders game with you. I went all the way out to Long Island.
Yeah.
And now you're in Jersey. First of all, you and I could just go together that night.
Yeah, that is true,
just drive together. I have never been to a wrestling match in my life.
Now it's at Nassau Coliseum.
I know where it is. I love the Coliseum.
So Saturday main event coming back December 14th on Long Island, Nassau Coliseum, which is where the first one was.
Exit 4, M4 off the Meadowbrook. I'm in. I know the area real well. Yeah, I used to play baseball there all the time at Eisenhower.
Let me see if we can hook that up. We'll BT and Sal experience out there for Saturday night main event.
I've never been to a wrestling match. Isn't that sick? And I love it. My dad's like my dad would. He refused to take me.
My dad took me, as a matter of fact, to the Coliseum. I remember seeing Hogan versus the Warlord, Bret Hart. Who he was wrestling, but DiBiase and Virgil.
DiBiase was a great interview,
Bobby
too.
Heenan.
DiBiase was good?
Yeah, DiBiase was great.
He was a good character.
This was probably 91.
I got you.
But okay. I wish I could have gone in like 87, 88, but it's still cool to be able to go in 91 at that point.
Well, very cool. I didn't get to go. But you know what they used to do in the 80s? They used to go to like the little gyms, like the little parishes like St. Thomas or St. Mark's or St. Dominic's. Like, I didn't. My grandmother used to go. It was just the smallest venue, and it was more intimate. So anyway.
All right, let's finish
I'm
up.
I'm in. I'll go.
All right, let's finish up on the phones. How do you say that? His name?
Cologne.
Cologne is calling from Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Cologne?
Hey, guys, great show today. You know, listen, I'm not going to celebrate anything, but, you know, I am enjoying this. And last night, I did turn on the radio for the ninth inning, and it was great to hear John Sterling say, ball game over, American League Division Series over, Yankees win. You know,
I actually thought he said this, ball game over, Divisional Series over, Bob Costas over, the Yankees win.
That would have been in freaking incredible if he did that.
Hey, guys, you brought up the 2012 series against Detroit. You know, that was the series when Derek Jeter, in the 10th inning, I think, you know, broke his ankle. And after that, the wind came out of the sail. And, you know, they got swept. You know, because they didn't think, you know, we got swept. And we didn't really come back at all.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that, Clone, because we were, and thank you for the call. We were talking about that during the break. We're like, man, I can't believe I don't remember that. And going over, I was like, I remember Ibanez hitting a home run against the Orioles and then Jeter getting hurt. And then we did the math tracing it back to that. But, yeah, those are kind of like the lost years.
It's very weird. I mean, and A-Rod was there. You said Cervelli, you said Posada. Yeah, very strange.
I remember 2015 losing the wild card game to Dallas Keuchel.
Oh, that bothered me. Yeah, Dallas Keuchel with that beard. Dallas Keuchel was tough.
And in 2016, no postseason. That's where they traded a bunch of guys.
Correct.
And obviously, we know what happened. I remember everything from 2017 on. I don't remember, for some reason, 2014, they didn't make it either, right? Because that was Jeter's last year. So I don't remember 2010 through 2013 for whatever reason with the Yankees. Carmine's in Flushing. What's up, Carmine?
Sally, BT, how you guys doing?
What's up, Carmine?
Hey, man.
Also a big wrestling fan. I went to WrestleMania 40 this year. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Outside of game 6 of the World Series, it was the best live event I ever went to. So, BT, you'll love it.
I can't wait.
In fact, you want a little wrestling promo? Download this one. Dusty Rhodes, the Hard Time Blues. If you're a Mets fan, we've been through the Hard Time Blues.
Ooh.
And it is time for us to get to the World Series. And I want nobody but the Yankees. Because they're Ric Flair, and this is the tour 2024. Let's go, Mets!
Oh, here you go, Carmine. What a way to end the show.
Don't take another call. You can't get better than that.
By the way, I was thinking about this. You know, we talk about driving there and going to hang out, Saturday Night Main Event on the island. It's going to be December 14th. By then, we could have a Subway Series winner.
Yeah.
By then, we could have a Soto decision, potentially. I don't know exactly if it's going to be simpatico.
Oh, you mean we can't sit in the car together for an hour and a half? It's a pain in the ass going to Long Island. Even going, and the Islanders were great, but it's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll do it.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Get your proper rest with your Metsies.
Yeah, we're going to have a game. Game on Sunday. I'll be on the fan, too. Sunday 1-4, I'll be ahead of the Met game that night and Giants game, of course, as well. Another busy weekend, and looking forward to another busy week in New York sports. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll see you Monday, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.